This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:08, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, how are you today?
Howdy. I'm all right, I guess.
Tell you what, we've solved the world's problems before this show. Before we even started the program, we solved the world's problems.
We solved a bunch of them.
But the problem was? But it was in closed session. We cannot release them.
We did not solve the big problem, though.
No, we did not. But it was all in closed session. We can't release what was said.
Well, I can reveal this one because the big problem this morning in my house was...
Uh-oh.
My wife said, as she went down to start washing, the wash machine is not working.
Uh-oh.
So that is the problem of the day.
That's a simple problem.
I shall fix that when I get home.
There you go. We have three lovely ladies here
Yes. From
the U of I Extension Office. Amanda Cole making her return to the program. It's been a while since Amanda's been on. We have Peggy Hampton and Catherine Long. We'll be right back.
At Plummer Funeral Home, we know firsthand just how difficult the passing of a beloved family member can be. Losing a loved one is never easy, but there is a simple way to lift some of the burdens from your family. Come by Plummer Funeral Home and we'll help you make your final arrangements in advance. We'll record your choices and help you plan a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Ott alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Our guest this week is Amanda Cole, Peggy Hampton, and Catherine Long from the U of I Extension Office. Ladies, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us this morning,
Thank you, Tobin and Uncle Ralph.
No problem. And let's start things off. The U of I Extension Office, I know last year was a lot of, consolidation going around. I think everything is done with on that portion. How are things going with the Extension Office?
Well, the Extension Office, we're pretty well done with reorganization, and one of the things that we're doing or that I'm doing in my new role as the County Extension Director is to continue to build the Unit 18 team. Unit 18 consists of Christian, Jersey, Macoupin, and Montgomery counties. And we're still in the process of filling some vacancies, some new positions that were created because of the reorganization. And also, since the reorganization, we have lost some employees through retirement and other options. And so we need to replace them so that we can be fully staffed and start offering programs in all the program areas that we're able to offer through the University of Illinois Extension.
Now, are you talking about having a office in each one of these?
Yes, we were able to keep an office locally in each of our four counties that we represent in Unit 18. Hillsborough is the hub office. That's the main office, and that's the office that I work out of. Then we also have an office in Christian County located in Taylorville, which is still open 5 days a week. In Macoupin County, it's located in Carlinville, and it's open 4 days a week. And in Jersey County, it's in Jerseyville, and it's open 2 days a week.
Now, do you rotate from facility to facility? Are you primarily, since Hillsborough is the hub, are you primarily in the Hillsborough office?
It really depends on my day and the week and what's going on. Sometimes I'm in three offices in the same day, so I do spend a lot of time getting to know the roads, the communities, the businesses located throughout the four county area.
All right, that's good for the mileage check. Rotating it, three offices in one day, that's not a bad day's work. Obviously, as we're talking, today is the 20th and is the opening day of the Montgomery County Fair. And Peggy, this has got to be a big deal for the U of I Extension Office.
Yes, this is the beginning of fair season for us, and actually the 4-H shows for Montgomery County started last Friday evening, and so we had the dog and cat show. Saturday was a general show. On Monday we had the clothing and food shows, and then yesterday we had rabbits, poultry, and beef show. Now, those kids will feed into the county fair shows, and they can stay and exhibit. Starting today is sheep and goats, and our kids will show, actually, the sheep show is probably about over, but the 4-H kids show first, and then the county fair shows, and then we have, again, the goat show. And then Friday is the 4-H and county fair swine show, and then Saturday is our horse show. So then Montgomery County is basically done, but the other three counties will start here soon.
I think what Macoupin is shortly after the Montgomery County Fair is done. Macoupin's just right around the corner, isn't it?
Well, actually, our next will be Jersey.
Okay.
Jersey starts, I think, July 9th or 10th. And then...
And Christian County starts the exact same day.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yes. And then followed by Macoupin County. Macoupin, I think, starts, the 4-H part starts on the 16th of July. Mm-hmm. And that's what we found last summer. We had all four were overlapping, which was rather hectic. So this year we moved Montgomery County's to during the county fair week, everything. And that also gives the kids an opportunity with their general projects. They can enter them into the county fair then. So it's just going to take a while for everybody to get used to the new system, but we think it's going to work.
With all the changes going on, because I know it's tougher. We've had Myrna Moore and Don Walker and not too long ago talking about the fair, and they were talking about how, you know, they got the land paid out there, and, you know, that's basically saving the Montgomery County Fair as is, and they're saying how it's tough to get participants in the agriculture show. Peggy, are you seeing that, where it's tougher to get farmers to bring the swines out or the horses out for the shows?
Well, we deal mainly with, I mean, or we deal just with the 4-H kids. And,
okay.
And our kids show up on the 4-H park, which is separate from the county fair. Do we have fewer livestock kids? Yes, we do. But I think that is also a sign of the times, especially in Montgomery County, where you're seeing less livestock. Is it the same in the other counties? I would say so. Jersey County is very strong with livestock, probably the strongest of the four counties. But I think it's just a sign of the times.
And I was just going to say, if you wondered why last weekend the temperature went up, self-explanatory. We're starting to have county fairs and 4-H shows and stuff. So
natural phenomena.
We got
you
to,
are correct.
Yeah.
I thought it was party in the park. Normally party in the park's a scorcher, not the fair.
I don't know. It seems like when they have the county fair and the 4-H shows, yeah, it just
has
that
to
old
be
temperature gets
above
up there in the 90s. But you're fortunate at the Butler 4-H show or the county fairgrounds. They've got a lot of wonderful shade there, so that helps some.
And I think the temperatures for the fair is supposed to be in the mid to upper 90s, so that's typical fair weather.
That's right.
Peggy, while we have you here, still, I know that the U of I Extension Office is coming up with some camps. Let's first start off with the Science and Technology Camp. Tell us a little bit about this.
This summer, we decided to focus on science and technology, and so we have some good extra help here, Catherine Long, who is doing our science and technology camps, and I will kind of let her talk about that a little bit.
Grab the mic, Catherine.
Alrighty. So it's more of an introductory to different kinds of sciences. So we're doing everything from food science, making chemistry ice cream, to doing some different kinds of physical and chemical reactions. And we're building robots. They'll even get to take a little brush bot home with them. And we're focusing a little bit on GPS and using different technologies. So it's a really fun 2-day introductory to science and technology, open to those who have completed third grade and above. And
well, next week we have the science camps here in Montgomery County. On Tuesday and Wednesday, the camp will be held at Lincoln Land in Litchfield, and on Thursday and Friday it will be at the Montgomery County Extension Office in Hillsboro. So kids can still sign up. You can go online to our website, and if you just type in web.extension.illinois.edu and then CJMM, which stands for Christian Jersey, Macoupin Montgomery, you can get to the online registration. Or you can call our office at 532-3941. And the cost is $20. Kids get lunch with it. It's from 10 to 3 every day. So that is Montgomery County's. Then we also have camps that will be going on in Macoupin and Jersey County. We've finished Christian County. But again, you can go online and check those dates and or call our office.
And at Litchfield, it is once again on the 26th and 27th, and it's going to be at Lincoln Land Community College in Litchfield, which I think everyone's pretty familiar with, the blue roofs next to the interstate.
I think people are familiar with the blue roofs, yes.
We're very lucky to have them in our county. And then on the 28th and 29th, it's going to be in Hillsboro at the County Extension Office.
Now, at Lincoln Land, is that going to be in the auditorium part to provide a little bit more space, or are they designating a classroom?
No, I think actually we're in a classroom.
Okay.
We're going to be in a classroom. We have room for 20, so we have a few spots left, so get those registrations in.
I was just going to ask, these classes, what age group of people are we talking about?
About third grade, which is about 9 and up. Mm-hmm. Yep. We focus mainly on 4-H age, so... Mm-hmm.
And this is good, I would say, to keep the kids. I mean, obviously now they're out of school or soon to be out of school, depending on what county you're in or school district you're in. But this is good to at least keep them active and keep their minds going and trying to learn something.
You know, it's a great opportunity. For 2 days, the kids get to come. They get to make friends. They get to learn about 4-H. They don't have to necessarily be in 4-H to take part in the program. They get a nutritious lunch, and they get to do hands-on activities. And they get introduced to different sciences and technologies that they wouldn't normally have the opportunity. I mean, I've never seen a brush bot before. I'm thinking, I wish I was young enough to take part in the program. And so some of the activities are things that they can go back and share with their families and share with their friends. It's a great learning, hands-on experience for them.
Absolutely. And they get to create their own brush bot or robot or whatever?
Well, they're actually building a Lego robot and a brush bot. The brush bot they are able to take home with them. The Lego robot I've got to reuse. So.
Oh, absolutely. You always have to reuse Legos.
No, it's made out of a toothbrush head, and it runs on the same little motor that vibrates your cell phone.
See, that's cool.
Oh, yeah.
That is totally cool. And then another camp that we want to touch base on is a green camp featuring butterflies in the outdoors. Peggy or whoever.
This is kind of a collaboration with Bremer Sanctuary and the University of Illinois Master Gardeners and 4-H. And for the last two Thursday nights in June, and we have coming up tomorrow night and the 28th, we meet at Bremer Sanctuary. At 5:30, 4-H staff does the outdoor cooking, and we take the recipes come from the 4-H manual. We've made popcorn on the grill, pizza on the grill.
Oh, that's good.
It is. They told
pizza
me
pizza on the grill. You cannot top that.
Tomorrow night we're doing baked potatoes on the fire with assorted toppings, and then the following week we're doing what some people call the hobo meal, where you do the foil packet and you put your meat and your potatoes and then you cook it on the grill. So we do that first, and then at 6 o'clock the master gardeners take over, and they've been focusing on butterflies and also how everything in nature is interacting, and how if you lose a lot of mosquitoes, then that takes that affects the food chain. And so they're really talking to the kids about that. And it is for kids and families, and it's free.
In the Bremer Sanctuary, Uncle Ralph, I know you've been out there many times. I was recently out there for the first time. I've lived in Hillsboro for 6 years, never been out there. That is a hidden treasure for Hillsboro residents.
Definitely. And we've brought a lot more families out there. And it's amazing that people say, you know, I've never been out here. And it is a beautiful, beautiful place.
Absolutely.
And they've upgraded it considerably since the origination of it. And they continue to upgrade it, but you're right. There's so many things for children, adults, whatever there, to see nature in the real buff.
Absolutely, and so it's kind of like relaxing out there.
It's very relaxing. You know, you can take off on the trails. It's just a really nice place.
If you care to do it, you go up there in the evening, take your lunch and go up there and just sit and observe nature. You'll see various different kinds of animals, you know, deer and rabbits and all the little creatures of nature running around up there. It's just, they have no concerns there of anybody bothering them. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's just a great facility. And we have to be sure when we talk about Bremer Sanctuary to thank the Bremer family for having the foresight to leave that to the community, and what an asset to the community it is.
Absolutely. And so we've got two big camps coming up that we've just discussed. Any other ideas or any other camps or projects in the cooker that we need to...
We have a forensics camp mm-hmm. that Catherine's going to be working on, so I'll let her talk a little bit about that.
CSI.
So, yes, CSI Forensic Science Camp. So it's all about seeing, like, the evidence and coming up to the solution about who done it kind of deal. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. Both these camps are just trying to get kids to look at things from a scientific perspective, solve problems, and just have a lot of fun while doing it. So the CSI Forensic Science Camp is going to be July 12th in Litchfield. And
at Lincoln Land or?
Yes.
At
and
Lincoln
we're still working a little bit on the details, hoping
okay.
to get the information out soon.
Okay. So see, if you keep it fun, the kids yes. will learn something, and then when they head back into the school after Old Settlers, they may have picked up a thing or two this summer.
Yes, go back and shock your teachers. They'll be mm-hmm. more than happy for that.
But I think that's the real key, that we make it fun, mm-hmm. and kids are learning, and maybe they don't realize they're learning, or maybe they say, you know, I really like this, you know, and it gets them excited and motivated. That's our goal.
And, yeah, and the price is always right. It's either a free class or fairly reasonable, depending
right.
on what's going on.
And we mm-hmm. do offer scholarships. We don't want money to be a deterrent from anyone having the ability to take part in our program. Our science and technology is $20 per person. However, we do provide lunch, but we have scholarships if needed for on an individual basis. The Think Green is free. It's for the entire family, and they get dinner that night. So what mm-hmm. a great opportunity to have dinner and spend time with your family and learn mm-hmm. in the process.
One thing that amazes me, and we were talking about the hidden asset, the extension office in Hillsboro. I think a lot of people don't know how often that building is used on a given week, whether it's clinics, whether it's meetings. I know the Planning Commission, we met there.
That was your home.
see, she just turned white on that one. She thought about that comprehensive plan, had flashbacks. No. Planning Commission had their meetings there. A lot of people use that building, and it's such an asset to the Hillsboro, I'll even say Schramm City area, because it's kind of like right in the middle there. But
I can, a little bit of nostalgia or history or whatever you want to call it, Tobin, but I can say that the building that houses all this, Gene Nodal, myself, and Clarence DeRuzan were the three guys that designed and had that building built.
Really?
For a service company.
And, of course, their neighbors down the road, the Eagle Pitcher site, there's going to be action on
mm-hmm.
that.
A lot
2014
of action.
At the latest. So hopefully that will be revitalized and something good coming out of there.
That's quite a deal. When I was president of the service company board at the time, and when we purchased that property to build a new office complex for a service company, that was the time that the wood preserving was coming into being, so we turned around and sold a corner of that property to wood preserving, who since then has changed hands, but took a piece of property that was a junkyard, and that's all it was, place for people to sneak out and throw their trash, and made it into something, and hopefully the powers to be can do that down the road. And I realize we're talking about a long time with the Eagle Pitcher.
We have the wetlands area kind of behind the building,
mm-hmm.
which we've used for Conservation Day. And that's one of the areas that, you know, we have somebody come in and does aquatics and great learning mm-hmm. tool for the kids.
Yeah, that piece of property lends to a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm. And it takes a lot of people to help out with the U of I Extension Office. Amanda, tell us a little bit, whether it's the volunteers or the staff, there's a lot of people behind the machine that keep this thing going, isn't there?
Yes, there is. We, of course, have great staff within Unit 18 and continuing to grow that. This summer, we're fortunate enough to have three ladies, Catherine and Sarah Martin and Shelby Leahy, who have joined us just to help us get through the summer with all the programs that we do. We have a volunteer extension council that meets on a regular basis and determines what's best for the unit and how to move forward. We have Master Gardener volunteers. We have the 4-H parents, the judges, the superintendents. I mean,
The leaders.
I'm thinking it's probably in the thousands of people that support us financially, physically, by coming and volunteering at an event. You know, you think about Safety Day, mm-hmm. Conservation Day. We could not pull that off. We could not serve the hundreds of kids that we serve if it wasn't for all the volunteers and all the supporters that come in.
And I think it's safe to say, last year there was, everything is now right on course where it should be. There should be no fears about anything. What happened last year with the merger with Jerseyville Christian, Montgomery, McCoupin, it happened. You moved on. We moved forward, and it's going to result for a better facility for those areas.
We've been able to find synergy, build a great team, secure more resources by working together, and so in the long run, I think we're better off because of it, and we're finding ways to continue to grow programs and figure out our different needs. Each county has individual needs, but we also have a lot of similarities, and so there's ways for us to pull together and get a better result.
And I think in the 4-H program, it has actually created some excitement. Some of the things that we were maybe not able to do before, with four of us together, we can do. For example, we've brought a youth team together, high school 4-Hers from all four counties, and have formed a leadership group because we've got the kids.
And maybe even over a period of time contributes a little bit of competitiveness, friendly competitiveness from the different areas.
Exactly.
And that's going to do it for the Wednesday talk show. Amanda, Catherine, Peggy, thank you so much for stopping by and talking with us about the U of I Extension Office. I did enjoy our conversation. And don't be a stranger and come back again soon and update us on how things are going with the U of I Extension Office. And Uncle Ralph, next week, be on your best behavior.
Yeah, the Micker will be here.
Mm-hmm. At least he's tentatively scheduled.
I had the extreme honor and pleasure of visiting with him last night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the
summer concert.
How was that?
It was good. The band was
hot.
Different, but
the band was
they
hot.
Played well.
It was steaming out last night.
Well,
steamy.
There was a good breeze blowing under the pavilion over there, and they had a nice crowd. But the band was a little bit different. They were kind of a Dixie band, but mm-hmm. played well.
All right. Well, Mickey will be in next week. And until then, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks so much for listening.